And this next story is a reminder that sometimes truth is stranger than fiction. A Russian spy unwittingly revealed how Russian agents nearly killed opposition leader Alexei Navalny back in August when they placed the lethal nerve agent Novichok inside Navalny's underpants. Even stranger, the spy disclosed that detail to Navalny himself, who was impersonating a high-ranking Russian official on the phone. CNN's Clarissa Ward broke this story in collaboration with the investigative outlet Bellingcat and Der Spiegel, and she joins us via Skype. Clarissa, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me on, Peter.
And let's start with a little more context here. Back in August, Navalny was flying to Moscow from the city of Tomsk when he became very ill on the airplane. And here he is recounting that moment to you. Let's listen.
I get out of this bathroom, turn over to the flight attendant and said him, I was poisoned, I'm going to die. And then I lay down under his feet and to die.
So the pilot then diverted the plane to the Russian city of Omsk. Navalny survived. He's now in Germany. But tell us what you learned about the days and hours leading up to that moment on the airplane.
I mean, you know, it's just been extraordinary to get this kind of insight into how an elite team of FSB Russian State Security Service operatives with a specialty in chemical weapons, many of them doctors, scientists, operating out of a unremarkable Moscow suburb, were able to essentially trail Navalny's every move for more than 3 years. Then, as you said, in August, Navalny became very sick on the way back from Tomsk on this flight. And the Germans, once he was able to be transported to Germany, confirmed that he had been poisoned with Novichok. We now know that that Novichok was planted in Navalny's underpants, if you can believe that.
Wow. What does that detail say to you?
So we spoke to a lot of experts about this to try to understand it better, both from the point of view of understanding whether the intention was to kill or possibly just to incapacitate. And by the way, all of them agree you can only really be looking to kill when you're using Novichok outside of a laboratory, but also to get a better sense of why would they put Novichok in the underpants? And particularly this one operative describes in this now famous phone call to Alexei Navalny, where Navalny was posing as a senior national security aide conducting an investigation into the operation. He tells him, listen, we put it on the underwear, on the inside seams of the crotch area. And experts have told us that the groin area is particularly porous, particularly susceptible to this kind of poisoning.
So they certainly knew what they were doing. And as you say, it was Navalny himself who was able to coax these details out of this agent who was a part of this toxins team. Why did Navalny do that? How did Navalny do that?
So when I was in Moscow last week with my team, we all set about trying to confront some of the people that through this investigation with Bellingcat, we have been able to identify as part of this FSB toxins team. Then they landed on this idea of pretending to be someone high up within the Russian hierarchy. And they were able to disguise the phone number they were using to make it look like they were calling from an FSB landline. And if you listen to the conversation, it's something like 45 minutes long. It does take a while to persuade this operative. His name is Konstantin Kudryavtsev. He graduated from the Russian Academy of Chemical Defense. It does take him a while to be persuaded that it's okay for him to have this conversation on an open line with Navalny. But once he starts talking, boy, does he start talking.
Wow. Vladimir Putin himself has said that if his agents wanted to kill Navalny, they would have done it. So what do you make of that? A reaction in Russia about how high up this operation went in the government?
Well, I mean, this puts the Kremlin in an extraordinarily embarrassing and uncomfortable position, because just last week, President Putin, responding to our reporting, said, what's the big deal? So what? The FSB were following Navalny. That's normal because he works with U.S. intelligence services. That doesn't mean they poisoned him. Well, fast forward just a few days, and here we are with concrete evidence that, in fact, that team of operatives who were following him did poison him. And so how on earth does the Kremlin go about wriggling out of this one, essentially? I will say that unlike last week, where it was much more silent in the Russian media and people weren't really talking about it, perhaps because they were fearful, this time people are starting to talk about it. We've already seen Russian journalists trying to go to the address of this Kudryavtsev, this operative who unwittingly confessed to Alexei Navalny. And I think it's going to be very difficult for the Russian government to put this genie back in the bottle.
And just briefly, Clarissa, it is amazing to see you sitting there in front of Alexei Navalny, who had gone through such a tremendously traumatic ordeal on this airplane, getting poisoned. He's been a thorn in the side of Vladimir Putin for many years. It's amazing that he's still alive. How is his health? How's he doing?
He has made nothing short of a miraculous recovery, and all of his doctors say the same thing. What is even more extraordinary is that Alexei Navalny is still planning to go back to Russia. He says he's a Russian politician, he belongs in Russia, and he would never give Putin such a gift, he said, as to stay outside of his country.
CNN's Clarissa Ward reported this story along with the investigative outlet Bellingcat and Der Spiegel in Germany. Clarissa, thank you so much.
Thank you.